5:30. Tigers have won 7 of 8. It's Daiquiri Day. It's sunny in 85. I'm alive in a big double at Saratoga. It really doesn't get better. Except it does. David has fashion glasses and football. Music. Yes. There they are. And I don't care what Kenny said earlier. They're not Dahmer glasses. You look beautiful.
Dahmer glasses.
He called them Jeffrey Dahmer glasses earlier. I think David's glasses are very nice.
Yes, he did. Watch out, people.
I thought he looked great.
They're an upgrade. I like these glasses better than the other ones.
Must have missed where Kenny was some kind of fashion icon.
Fashionista.
All right, so let's get to this here because it was a list of 20 of the most anticipated games coming into the college football season. So we've talked about many of these, but some of these, I don't understand why they're on the list. So let's talk about them. Texas versus Texas A&M, November 30th. By then, Texas A&M won't be anything.
No. You have to understand, this is Michigan State, but worse. These are two one team got so sick of the other, they left.
They left the conference.
One team created their own TV network.
Right.
It was just chaos.
And
now
about
they're
this.
Together again.
Right. Everybody was happy to see Texas. Oh, they're going to the SEC, except for A&M was like, we just left you. We just divorced. What do you mean you're now our next door neighbor? So that's hatred, David. So even if it's either both teams are out of it, you still can expect a good game.
Rivalry game back together again. Notre Dame versus USC, same day, November 30th. But USC will be trashed this year.
USC has problems with defense. Let's just put it like that. But once again, that is a rivalry type of game. And for Notre Dame, at this point, Dave, they may be on a winning streak where they need this game to solidify one of the top four spots to make sure they get the bye. So I think that's where this game would come into it, where USC, I don't like you. I don't want you to have good things in your life, so I want to be the spoiler. I don't want you to get one of the top four seeds.
I don't want you to have fun.
Right.
He's right. No, you're right. And USC and defense, oil and water. I don't remember the last time they had a defense that was even acceptable.
Let's move over to this game here. October 5th, Michigan at Washington.
I have no interest
we
in
have
that.
Any, right.
No.
Michigan's
think
a far superior team. I don't know what to say there.
Washington is their three-year run probably over. So yeah, that's not going to be a great game whatsoever. Michigan, it's in Washington too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot of happy Wolverine fans flying back for that game.
That one doesn't qualify.
It's a great stadium, and if you're a Wolverine fan, if you've never been there, I would suggest making the trip. I don't think they're going to be.
For scenery.
They won't be playing Purple Rain at the end of that game.
Another one here, which will end up like a couple years ago, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, Georgia opened up with Clemson a couple years ago, neutral site. Yep. Well, they do it again. August 31st, Georgia-Clemson. Clemson's going to get murdered.
Dabo needs that game bad.
Will the game be sponsored by Uber or Lyft, Kenny? Will you have any players left on the team?
They'd better do something about that, man. Two more reckless driving. Come on. Come on, Kirby.
It's almost like handing players hundreds of thousands of dollars and cars with 600 horsepower was a bad idea.
But
it's weird.
I think that if Clemson wins that game, they get credibility back. And
if
now,
they just play close.
But I'm saying, if they win, now all of a sudden we're talking about Clemson representing the ACC. And, you know, Dabo can say, hey, you guys wrote me off. He could send me a personal letter saying, you wrote me off 3 years ago. I did.
That's right.
Now, this game will probably matter. October 12th, Ole Miss versus LSU.
All in. That is a underrated rivalry.
Really?
They hate each other. Hate. I love and a party.
So
I would love to be at that game.
I mean, did anything cause this rivalry, or they just hate each other? Like, was there a big game, or
I think the biggest one was the Billy Cannon game where the coach came out on the field and tripped the player down the sidelines. It's just two teams that are neighbors that don't like each other a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
And both fan bases love to party.
Yeah, it's at LSU.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a night game.
What day is that game?
October 12th.
Are you going? No, can't go to that.
Why not?
Listen. If I have designs on going to the Breeders' Cup, that's going to be my one fall thing. I can't do it all. I have too much work during football.
You could do that and then hop a flight to Dallas for the Lions-Cowboys game.
All right. Carry on.
All right. Ohio State, Penn State, November 2nd.
Not interested. James Franklin's a bum and Drew Aller sucks. Next.
Where's the game?
I will have to find
Happy
out.
Happy Valley.
If the game is at Happy Valley,
is it a whiteout?
It's a better game. Because when they play in Columbus, it's no point of watching.
I'm tired of watching Penn State not move the football.
It's in Ohio State.
Then don't worry
about it. Back-to-back years they get them in Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. That shouldn't be on the list. James Franklin should stay
home. I'm sorry. It is Penn State. My bad. I was looking at the next game.
If it's in Happy Valley, then yes. Then it's a rivalry game. It becomes a whiteout. And that's the one time that Penn State and James Franklin rises up when they have to play the Ohio State.
And then this one here, since we just talked about Ole Miss, Georgia Ole Miss.
Love.
November 9th.
Love. Credibility game for Lane Kiffin as well. Look, bottom line, you're not going undefeated in the SEC unless you're a super team. But if Lane Kiffin doesn't make the playoff with Ole Miss this year, that is a total failure, meaning he's got to get one of these other games, whether it's LSU, whether it's Georgia. He's got to have a signature Ole Miss win because as much as I hate what he says, he's right. Ole Miss is just good enough to not win the big game.
This
Ole
game's Miss, in Oxford.
Penn State.
Spider-Man meme. You're right, except one at least is fun to watch, but you're right. Uh-huh. You're totally right.
And then finally on the list, of
Michigan
course,
State, FAU.
No. Michigan, Ohio State. November 30th. We'll have answers for Michigan.
Always. No, I mean, it is because
it's Ryan Day's career in 60 minutes.
There it is.
Lose that game, he'll be outfitted for a box.
Yeah, I mean, if he loses that game, then I think the edict comes down. Ryan, you got to win the national title or clean out your office.
What else is on that? Is there one that surprised you, David?
Surprised me? Yeah. Not really. Not really surprised here. Of course, they got Ohio State, Oregon on here. That's not a surprise.
Love.
Clemson, Florida State. That matters for the ACC.
Okay, let me stop here. Dabo loses to Georgia, but plays close. Do we agree? Cannot lose to FSU. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Has to win that game.
And I'm wondering, aren't they playing Notre Dame as well this year? So, no, but you're right. Dabo can only afford to lose one game. That's it. If you lose early, man, you got to come back. Because you made the stand, I'm not going to go get transfers. Yeah. I'm not going to do this. So, therefore, your fan base will turn on you and say, well, what are we doing here? You know, the game has progressed. You're sitting here peddling, you know, cassette tapes out the back of your trunk, and we've moved on to downloads.
That is your College Football Blitz.